Okay, so yesterday, Junie B gets to be the Easter bunny, and at the end of chapter 6, Lucille's daddy helped get her in the costume. So let's see what happens now. Chapter 7 is called Polite Rules. I looked down at myself. My bunny feet were bigger than clown feet. Also, my ears were floppish, and my bunny hands looked like giant paw mitts. I held them out in front of me. I could take a pie out of the oven with these things, I said. Lucille skipped around me and clapped. Yay, 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 we have a bunny, we have a bunny. She sang real happy. After that, she grabbed my bunny paw and she started skipping me to the flower garden. Only too bad for me, because skipping with giant bunny feet does not actually work that good. And so, kerplop, I fell right over in the grass. Some of the children started to laugh. Lucille shooed them away. Then she hurried to pick me up. Only her dress started to get wrinkly, and so she dropped me in the grass again. And she smoothed her skirt very neat. Plus, also, she fluffed her hair, and she shined her shoes. After that, she yelled to her daddy real urgent. Daddy, Daddy, the bunny's down. Come get the bunny. Come get the bunny. Daddy ran over and picked me up. Then he started carrying me to the flower garden. It felt embarrassing up there. I tapped on his head. This does not actually make me feel like a celebrity, I said. The daddy kept on going. I tapped on his head again. No one actually carries Santa, I said. Just then, we got to the flower garden. The daddy put me down and he showed me the photographer. His name was Bud. Bud sat me in a bunny seat and he arranged my floppy ears. After that, he went to his camera and he took my picture. Beautiful, he said. Gorgeous. I smiled. I like this, Bud. Pretty soon, the children lined up to get their pictures taken with me. And guess what? My bestest friend named Herbert was the very first one in line. He zoomed to my seat real happy. I think you look nice in that bunny costume, he said. You don't even look stupid, hardly. I smiled again. Thank you, Herbert. You don't look stupid, too, I said back. After that, both of us said cheese, and Bud took our picture. Lenny came next. Then after Lenny came Jose, and after Jose came Shirley, and after Shirley came all the other children in room one, except for not May. Instead, May sat in the grass all by herself because she was not a celebrity, of course. I said cheese a million times. Bud kept on saying beautiful, gorgeous to me. I felt very puffery inside. I'm an excellent celebrity, I told him. I'm making these children's day. Bud laughed. I do not know why. Finally, all the pictures got taken, but Bud shook my paw mitt goodbye. I will miss him. After that, Herb and I walked back to the picnic grounds. And wait till you hear this. Lucille's mother was passing out baskets for our egg hunt. I started to run to get my basket. Only, what do you know? Kerplop. I tripped and fell in the grass again. The children laughed some more. I pretended I didn't care. It's fun to fall, I said real stupid. Even Herb rolled his eyes at that one. Lucille's mother helped me up and gave me a basket. I looked at her very upset. Yoni, how am I supposed to hunt for eggs in these big giant bunny feet, I said. I can't even run in these clumsy things. Plus, also, I can't tackle or scuffle. The mother looked shocked at me. Tackle, she said. Scuffle? Oh my, no. This is going to be a polite egg hunt, Junie B. There will be no running or tackling or scuffling. We're all going to behave like little ladies and gentlemen. Just then, there was a loud commotion behind me. I turned around. May was pointing and yelling at Sheldon and Lucille. Stop whispering secrets, Lucille, she shouted. You're telling Sheldon where the golden egg is. I know you are. I'm telling your daddy. I'm telling your daddy. The daddy rushed over there and separated those guys. This bickering has got to stop, he said. If you three can't behave yourselves, you won't be hunting for eggs at all. I smiled at that comment. That would be a nice development, I thought. After he finished scolding them, Lucille's daddy blew a whistle, and he told us to line up at the starting line. Everyone zoomed past me. I lifted my feet and stepped real careful. Then, finally, I got there, and the daddy started telling us the egg hunt rules. Rule number one, no running. Rule number two, no pushing, pulling, or grabbing. Rule number three, no trampling the flowers and plants. And finally, rule number four, do not go anywhere that is roped off. He looked up and down the line at us. Does everyone understand the rules? He asked. I thought for a minute, then I raised my hand. Also, there is no tackling or scuffling, correct? I said, because I've already been informed about that situation. The daddy looked odd at me. Well, of course there is no tackling or scuffling, Junie B. That goes without saying. I thought some more. Then I pointed at my giant bunny feet. Plus, there should be no tripping the bunny, right? Because the bunny is wearing unfair feet. The daddy frowned. There is no tripping anyone, Junie B, he said. I nodded. Yeah, but there especially no tripping the bunny, correct? I said again. The daddy sucked in his cheeks. Okay, fine. There's especially no tripping the bunny. Now, may I continue? I smiled. The daddy continued. The hunt will begin when I count to three. You will have 30 minutes to hunt for eggs. When I blow my whistle, you will all stop hunting immediately, and you will bring your baskets back to the table. Roger raised his hand. What's the prize for finding the most eggs? He asked. Lucille's mother smiled. Then she held up a big wad of flowers. The person who has the most eggs will receive the beautiful bouquet for his or her mother. They're irises from our flower garden. I picked them myself. Aren't they lovely? Roger looked at the irises. I think my mother would rather have a set of Power Rangers, he said. Lucille's mother made squinty eyes at him. That meant no Power Rangers, I believe. Just then, the daddy blew his whistle. Okay, is everyone ready to start? He hollered. Ready, we hollered back. Ready, ready, ready. And so the daddy raised his hand in the air. And one, two, three, the egg hunt was started. That's the end of that chapter. Tomorrow's chapter 8, swooping.